She's also been praised by the New York Times. La prochaine artiste a été louangée par le New York Times. And here's a fun fact about her. She made her first television network debut on The Late Show with David Letterman. Has anybody ever watched David Letterman? Yeah, she's been on that. Okay, pretty big deal. She's also sang backup for Bryan Adams. Elle a été choriste pour Bryan Adams. Has been nominated for the Polaris Music Prize and a Fistful of Junos, and won the SOCAN Songwriting Prize. Also, fun fact about her, if anybody is ever in the Ottawa area in Stittsville, she owns a cafe called Quitter's Coffee, which is really awesome. And she also has merch for sale at the merch tent for her coffee shop. If you see Quitter's Coffee, you know why now. So, you know her from songs like 6 O'Clock News, Hockey Skates, Back to Me, and Change the Sheets. Pornhub, please give her a warm, warm welcome for Kathleen Edwards!
Change me, would you change this feeling under? policeman, I feel like trying to turn the other half around. Yeah, I try to complete, but I guess it's no use. Faces all over the messes of companies. They clear the streets and then they close the schools. I can't even get inside.
Stage facing the stage. I don't know if that happens very often. Usually you play in the stage and you look out and you only see people, but it's a nice spot to sit and watch a show too, isn't it? Yeah. It's like you're under the stars in an echo dome, a concrete echo dome. How's everyone doing? This weather's beautiful, hey? And I'm not making small talk because you know what our summer's been, a big old swamp fest. And everyone bring bug spray? Do we have bugs in Fort Hope? Because in Ottawa, we have really bad bugs. No bugs here. It's like the land of the free. Well, I don't play a lot of shows these days. I've been taking a break from playing music, and for those of you who've never heard of me, you're like, yep, don't matter. Still first time I've heard you. But the nice thing about someone recently told me, because I've taken a pretty lengthy break and wondered even if music is something I could keep doing, mostly just because the lifestyle can be such. Anyone who travels for work knows the glory of the lines at security and airports and such can really get under your skin after 12 years. And it's nice to have the privilege to be able to take a break and do something else. And I'm on a working sabbatical running a coffee shop, and all I know is playing music was a lot more fun. So don't ever open a coffee shop. Don't open a coffee shop. Don't have employees. Don't hire anyone under 40. They're a pain in the butt. I love being a boss. Of all the things that sometimes you get on stage after not playing for a long time too, and you feel kind of like you don't have anything new to bring to the table. And it was nice to be asked to play a few shows this summer because I got to sort of take the dust off a few things that I hadn't touched in a while. And it made me realize kind of how proud I was of some of the songs I've written over the years, and how every time I sing some of those songs, I still feel it, and it's still very authentic. And I can only use that as the guide to, okay, it still fits to play music if it still feels good and real, and it's coming from that same place it was when I wrote, hi. Dad's just like pissed. So thanks for listening to our set tonight, and this is called Asking for Flowers.
It's complicated. Technically, I'm certified. I walk in the division of everything I put together. Time is just an anchor, and you know that 7 years I think I'm right. Now you change your number. It's like a noose around my life. Thank you.
Song about toothpaste. Actually, it's a song about kissing, but preferably you've used toothpaste first.
You were a midnight flame.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Hines playing with me tonight. Oh, no, that was for me. They were clapping for me. They were like, great introduction. You did a great job introducing him. John is a Newfoundlander. Wow, not a lot of people like Newfoundland here. John is also the father of a two-month-old baby named
Alistair.
Oh. So basically, we drove here today. He just showed me pictures of his baby, and my uterus like ran away. It was just like, oh, cannot handle. You have no children. It was not nice what you did, showing me all those cute baby pictures.
Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
I know he's so cute. Yeah. John was going to wear a white t-shirt this evening until he went over to the hot dog and hamburger station.
Mustard is a hell of a condiment.
I didn't think anyone would notice until I really looked, and then I thought, no, you probably don't want to wear that. It sets a bad example to children everywhere. Eating mustard. And we're professionals. Usually. Is everyone doing okay? I feel like I'm in Vegas and I'm doing my first stand-up and it's like, it's not going well. It's definitely, oh, it's going a bit better. Is it going better? Oh my God, I'm so funny! Mustard is my favorite condiment, actually. That's why I wore this blue shirt while eating mine.
everybody's watching. The way that I see you could not change, and I'll be waiting for everything you wanted to say. And out of the shadows, out of the cameras and the lights, I'm a chameleon. But I'll just hide behind the songs I write. See me smile, well, it's not for a funny joke. See me smile, it's not for a funny joke. It's for every time, and every time. I don't need a punchline, I don't need a punchline. Every time, every time.
On top of running a coffee shop in a town called Stittsville, I called it Quitters because I really thought I would just quit music. And the wonderful thing about being asked about Quitters, why'd you name it Quitters? Well, I used to be a singer. Oh, you're the country singer. Yes, that's me. Oh, yes. I heard you, and then there'll be some totally not accurate fact about me told to me by my customer. And I'm like, yes, can I get you a large coffee? One of my favorite questions was, you know, I was a little disappointed when a coffee shop opened, because when the coming soon sign went up, I could have sworn it said quilters, and I really like quilting, and I was a little disappointed when it didn't end up being a quilt shop.
And this week we opened a little ice cream shop, which if you ever want to open a business that makes people only happy, ice cream is the way to go. I've never seen so many smiling faces in all my life. The first few days we were just giving ice cream away for free because we were just, you know, figuring out how to do the right sizes and figuring out the flavors. The wonderful thing about being in the food business is it's always important to sample and know your product. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Anyways. There's never a smile big enough as a person who is receiving a free ice cream. I can tell you that right now. Unless you're lactose intolerant, in which case you just need to suffer through life.
That's my favorite.
That was a song that was like a... I've had a lot of songs where I've written them, and then in my life, years later, things happen. And I'm like, oh my God, I wrote the song about my future all those years ago. Mostly about my suffering and then my future suffering. No, just kidding. And but this one happened to be about coffee. It's also about alcohol. Wake up, wake up, wake up, I wanna take you to all the places I thought we could. On my records, the song's like rock and roll. Not really, it's just, you know, like pretend girl pop rock. But I thought I would do a nice folky rendition for you tonight because it's such a beautiful, peaceful night. Okay. To all the places I thought we could. I was feeling so lost for so long. I was feeling so lost for so long, I did not know what to do. Well, sit up, sit up, sit up, I went and made you. Breakfast in bed, coffee and juice. I was feeling so lost for so long, feeling so lost for so long, I didn't know what to do. But you and I will be sidecars there to chase down the hard stuff with me. There to chase down the hard stuff.
Happy birthday!
Going down to the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar. And the same old faces saying, I don't care. Going down in the same old bar tonight, I don't even order anymore. I'm so sick of consequences and the look on your face. I'm so tired of playing defense. I don't even have hockey skates. Don't even have hockey skates. You can meet me at 10:30. Talk like we are friends, going over it all again, talking about everything I am doing wrong. Do you wish that your nose was longer? So we would have an excuse not to see past it. Do you wish that the lights, they were brighter in the city that you live? But I'm so sick of consequences and the look on your face. And I'm so tired of playing defense and I don't even. And you can meet me at 10:30, 'cause I won't be there, I'll be gone. And we can talk like we are friends, going over it all again. You're just talking about everything I am doing wrong. Do you think your voice crumble, crumble just because I'm a loudmouth girl? Just because I'm a loudmouth girl. B's for all the times I bit my tongue. B's for bullshit and you fed me some.
See, it's for Captain. Mine's called Mr. T. No, that's not the lyric. I wrote the song for, it was a very sweary adult song. And then Mama Yama from CBC, who's a puppet, a sweet potato puppet, wanted me to turn this into a song about vegetables and eating healthy. And so I still have a line in it about C being for cat, and my cat is named Mr. T. And I can never remember the old line, so anyways, that's why it seems out of place. Like, it's like, A is for apples and apricots, B is for broccoli and bananas, C is for cat and mine's called Mr. T, D is for dates and dandelion leaves, E is for each and every egg you eat, F is my favorite letter, as you know, not on the children's program. G is for grapes, they grow on a vine. Honey is yummy, made by bees in hives. It tastes so good to eat the alphabet. It tastes so good to eat the alphabet. It tastes so good to eat the child version or the adult version for verse 2. Hold on, I gotta remember the other one. They say the start so is the hardest part. Not like you know, baby, I'm all warmed up. Sometimes I wanna shout your name out loud and let them in on what you're all about. Cause you always write it in the cheapest key. You always blame it on the cheapest key. You always blame me in the cheapest key. But don't get me wrong, your cob's my softer side. But really, that's the part where in Mama Yama I go, but don't forget why, cause why is our favorite veg? And I go, it's Mama Yama. But don't get me wrong, here comes my softer side. And there it goes, cause I've been on the road too long to sympathize. song, and this is John Hines. My name is Catherine Edwards, and we are very honored to come play for you tonight on this beautiful summer night. I wrote this song after writing a lot of songs for my last record in the United States, and I was going through a pretty big change in my life, and I honestly had this like line in my head, kind of like the, I'm moving to America, I'm moving to America, and then I actually thought for a while I'd be moving to America, and I'm so glad I called this song Empty Threat.
Thank you.
I can see your quitter shirt from here. And you're right at the back. But if there are, you should come stay in our country. If you would like, come to Stittsville. I have a spare room. My boyfriend will vet you first. And for all the Canadians here, let us not take for granted the wonderful things that we have here.
Days of the summer, it brought us here together. You know it's true.
It's
cold, hearts getting warmer, and maybe come September I will feel brand new.
Everybody, White Horse is coming up. Much love to you all. Take care.